now because there are five waiting.
Should be ready to go.
Really?
Should be started.
Nothing's broadcast. Oh, there it goes. Let me mute that. Okay. All right. Sorry, everyone.
Fucking Nick.
Jeez. Nothing like dead air. Hey, I'm all settled now. Looking at Jack.
Have you moved already?
Yep. All right, this is a request from Dennis. I had never heard this song in my life, and probably none of you have either.
I'm the postman. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. Now I got my rhythm all off like in the postman.
I'm sorry.
Right. I used to jump my horse and ride. I had a six gun at my side. I was so handsome that women cried. I'm a ramblecaster, so that's probably a lie. We could play if I do everything he'd say. We just seem to get in Jay's way. Those days we weren't considered fun. A ramblecaster's work is never done. That's by Sonny and Cher.
That's why I
recognize. So familiar. I think that's one of their top five hits.
How come you didn't sing Babe? I got you, babe.
Because that's not the song that was requested.
Oh. Well, we'll talk to Dennis. Maybe he can do it. And the beat goes on. And the beat goes on.
People like the B-sides. They don't, you know, they want the stuff no one's heard before. That way they don't sing along.
And yet they never pick it when it comes to a versus, though, right?
Huh?
No.
Yeah. And yet they never pick the B-sides.
They never pick the B-sides, yeah.
Well, speaking of versus, let's just get this out of the way. Last time I checked, Chips Ahoy won.
So, oh, screw you. There you go. Stupid.
Yeah,
commercially baked, you know, not baked, made in a homemade oven.
Chips Ahoy. Someone should have picked Thin Mints. Someone should have been Jay.
Yeah, screw Thin Mints. They're way overrated. So
wow.
So are Chips Ahoy.
So you're giving Thin Mints the In-N-Out treatment.
I will tell you that of all the boxes of Girl Scout cookies that we still have left in our house, it's a box of Thin Mints, and it'll probably stay that way for a while. So
no one in your family likes Thin Mints.
So as much as I feel like that is not the winning choice of cookie, I think that's a ridiculous statement that you're not going to eat them. Thin Mints are fucking delicious.
They are delicious, and I will eat them.
However,
eventually,
I will.
They're not the best Girl Scout. That's all I'm saying.
I will say they're not the best mint cookie. Nick. Who had it with Keebler's Grasshopper?
You mean Keebler's that nobody knows they even exist?
What?
Grasshopper.
Grasshopper.
Are better than Thin Mints.
Yeah.
Let's put it to a vote. Let's put it to a vote in the chat. How many people we have in the chat?
We have two people, so it's going to be a tiebreaker.
Yeah. Who's hanging out in the chat today? We have Dennis and JP. Yeah. Okay. Looks like Dennis was a fan of your rendition of Sonny and Cher. He quote says bravo with two exclamation points.
And the beat goes on.
And JP says, Grandma made me some homemade cookies today. I threw them in her face and cracked open a bag of Chips Ahoy.
There you go, JP. Well, that's just stupid because you don't, nobody, unless your grandma can't cook.
That's what I think he's saying.
Okay. Because my grandmother used to make the best sugar cookies, Pennsylvania Dutch sugar cookies. They were the best. And we go to Pennsylvania. Well, one year where I go, Grandma, you're just the best at making these. She goes, oh, I don't, because she got older and I felt kind of bad afterwards. She goes, oh, I don't make these anymore. I get them from the neighbor. I said, this is the best batch you've ever had. So I kind of felt bad for that, but she used to make the best Pennsylvania Dutch sugar cookies. They were just perfect. They're like big, like almost like a plate size, like a sausage plate size cookie. And it just, if you've never had them, they're a gift from God. Maybe I can make some. I'll have my daughter make some, and I'll bring them to the get together. So anyone that shows up can have them.
Great.
The people that show up, anyway.
But you're picking me up from the airport still, right?
Me?
Yeah. You offered.
I offered. I have a granddaughter 5 days a week. How am I going to? And I don't have a car.
Five days a week.
You're going to ride on my. Are you not riding with Dan?
No, I'm not riding with Dan. He's got this wedding.
What time do you land?
I don't know. Sometime in the afternoon on Friday.
I won't have a car.
Okay. That's all right.
Uber.
I'll figure something out.
Well, talk to Jay.
Okay.
Because Cindy works, then we only have one car now.
Jay can't even make the show. You think he's going to make the fucking airport? Come on.
Well, he'll pick up Matt. He likes Matt. Right. Matt's his favorite. Matt.
That he is.
Or it's not like if Nick or Christian showed up, I'm going to be like, oh, fuck that.
Yeah. I heard Matt's getting his own show.
He is.
Yeah, so apparently I missed something. So we did have the Hangouts. Was it yesterday?
Yeah, it was last night.
Mm-hmm. And that was a fairly last minute, like within, you know, last minute time change. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it.
It was supposed to be Sunday, but then we had to do an interview with Ryan and Jen. But I didn't even know we were doing that on Sunday. They said they told me, but I don't remember. I said, sure, whatever you need.
You also forgot that Jay asked you to help him set up for this toy show.
Yeah, he never asked that.
Classic dad move.
I guess he did ask, tell Cindy he might need some help, but it didn't do anything with messing our son's first T-ball game, our grandson's first T-ball game.
Can't miss that.
You're going to miss it.
I'm going to miss it to help Jay with his toy show. At least I'm not doing I'm running his booth where people come up. Is that an original such and such? Go from the 1925 such and such and such? I don't know. How can you not know that? You're back behind the counter, dude. You got to know these things.
So wait, does that mean that Jay is missing his son's first T-ball game?
Yes, that is correct.
And that's his argument saying
that's well, bullshit. I put that on him.
I get that. And this is his argument. He goes, well, I'm messing it. Why should you go? I go, but you had a choice. I have no choice in this. If I had a choice, I would choose to go to my grandson's first T-ball game.
Jay, you have to go to this thing, dude. This is like...
I heard the mayor is throwing out the first T-ball.
This is like my story I had with my dad who fucked up all my Legos. You can't not go to your son's first T-ball game.
40 years later.
I'm still fucking pissed. 38 years ago. Thanks, Jack.
I couldn't remember. I thought you were in your 40s.
Well, it would have been less than that. It's probably 32 years ago. But okay. It's still with me.
Zach's going to be traumatized by toys. So yeah. I imagine a future in which he's going to be using the baseball bat to vintage toys.
Jack's going to grow up and he is going to like break other kids' toys because he's going to have this deep rooted hatred towards action figures and dolls.
You'll think he's a serial killer, but no, it's just a reaction.
Deep rooted.
Yeah.
He'll be sitting him up on T-ball stands everywhere.
Well, you guys agree with me, Jay's argument that because he can't go, we shouldn't be able to go.
Jay says that Charles Manson's dad missed his first son's T-ball game. So
I bet he did.
Or son's first T-ball game, yeah.
He wrote a couple of good tunes for the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Wait, so who is going?
Colleen.
Okay.
That's it.
Mom of the year.
Well, because it started, I asked, I said, hey, can we do a Our Crazy Life?
I mean,
at your son's T-ball game. And he goes, no. And I go, I'm thinking, why you won't let me go?
I mean, I sympathize with Jay because I understand that he probably had an overbearing father figure that always yelled at him. Like, why can't you throw a ball? Why can't you? You set it up on the tee. It's on the tee. You just hit the ball, Jay. And, you know,
I was the exact opposite.
He's probably scarred.
The only thing I told Jay was, I used to tell him this all the time when I would throw fly balls to him, and he would just do this with his gloves.
I'm going to get in trouble about how you throw the ball in the future.
No, this is what he'd move his arm like this. I go, Jay, if you have to move your glove, you have to move your legs. I used to say that over. I go, what are we not getting here? I go, if your glove goes back, you got to go back with your glove. and it never sunk in because I don't think he wanted to do it. So I was like, I go, Jay, you got it, every fly ball, they're not going to hit it right to you. You gotta move. So but I never yelled at him like that.
Was the photo that you posted of Jack in 70s shorts hitting the baseball? Was that a?
That was 80 shorts.
80 shorts. Okay.
Was that? I probably crushed it too.
Probably. I figure.
You're about one inch for having your balls crush it out the side of your leg. Those shorts are a little too revealing.
That's how we roll. That's how. You imagine sliding in those things?
Oh God.
The secret to the riddle is that you got to keep your eye on the ball.
You do. And well, each eye, I guess, right?
Right. Right. Sure.
Hello.
You got to open each eye first to watch the ball. Sorry.
I used to play baseball on softball on Saturday and then baseball on Sunday. And I'd just have raspberries all the way up my, so I'd stick to my sheets because I was so.
Oh yeah.
That's before they had sliding. You know, they finally developed sliding shorts.
Before they wore pants.
Yeah, exactly. usually you just wore those shorts. That's all we would do.
Yeah.
But you know, Warm Taffy used to wear. You know, this. I don't know if the Hooters girls still wear them, but Warm Taffy used to wear those pants to play softball.
Wow,
and they're even terrible. Shorter. And I go, dude, look, I can't be behind you. You got to put, because he'd be the pitcher. I go, come on, this is not fair to the batter first.
Johnson's just flopping out the side of his short.
It's not, even though they're on the other team, it's not fair that they're laughing and trying to hit at the same time.
I'm just picturing like him, you know, swinging the bat and like a bit of being like him missing the ball, but then the other bat swings along with it. You know? Like,
I'm definitely not picturing that, but thanks, Nick.
He even wore, but that was in the 80s, but then we were playing softball in the 90s, late 90s, and he was still, I go, dude, really, you got to retire those shorts. Because, you know, plus, you know, he got a little whiter, and he's still wearing those same shorts. I go, I get the elastic, it's stretching, but I don't know. But that's Warm Taffy for you. But that's the shorts we had, OP shorts, that's how they fit.
Well, that was a good picture.
I'm glad that I'm definitely glad that generation is.
You can draw that for us, Matt. Gone.
That was Magnum. That was Magnum PI.
Yeah,
Casey has struck out.
So it's been a minute since we've all been together because last week's issues that we've had.
Oh my gosh! I mean, it almost brought this whole podcast to a screeching halt.
Yeah, Jack right? quit.
I did quit. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what started it.
Yeah, so that's what started. I've seen a number of posts in our Instagram of Jack quitting, and then it's just the Matt show going forward.
No,
that's not quite it.
No, I forget how what happened was I was getting crap for promoting how I promote the show.
From Matt?
Matt,
Jay, Colleen,
To be fair, I brought Chris and Nick into this discussion.
You did.
And I basically just mentioned how we've all shit on your choice of text.
And, the font in color.
Yeah. So, okay. Fair. See, okay. There we go. Chris.
I have. I've definitely shat on your fonts.
Out of context. And Jack is frozen. So this is perfect to just crap on him.
He probably still hear us, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, episode title font shitter. I mean, that's pretty much what it is.
Everybody can put shitter in the
title. So, So immediately he, you know, I bring up the font thing and then he just like, fine, I just quit, you know? And somewhere
on there.
You can just
Jack font.
Just do it. Yeah.
The Jack font is like, you know, in eighth grade when you first get access to a computer and you have to, you can like design really cool things in MS Paint.
Yeah.
And it was like, I'm going to make this cool sign with gradients.
Now, I will say the one time that he really brought his A game was the time that he misspelled cherry. Yeah. I like that font, you know, in that combination. But then there was a misspelled. Oh, hey.
So anyway.
Oh, hey, Jack.
Welcome back.
So anyway.
Hashtag, welcome back, fonts.
So I don't know how far you are in the conversation, but
we're done
taking a bunch of crap for it. So I said, I go, you know what? Fuck it. I go, I know we have the listeners and we don't need to promote, but you know, fuck it. You do it. Yeah. I go, you guys can do it. I go, no one's stopping you guys to do it. Everyone has the password. Everyone has the username, but yet I'm the one trying to push it. Every I go, fuck it. I quit. So I said, fuck it. I quit. And that's when I put in block letters with the, was it red letters? No, white letters with whatever it is with red. I just said,
black and red, you're classic.
Mm-hmm. I go, you can do it. I quit. And then they talk about Matt having, they said, well, Matt, who is it, Jay or someone said, well, Matt should just do his own podcast.
I don't know. I don't know how that came up. I'm not promoting it as a Matt podcast, but, you know, maybe it was mentioned. So
I said, okay, fine. Matt can have his own podcast. I don't care.
I think there was actually some well-warmed reception to that idea. Like there'd be some people.
I think there's people in the group, but they're all brown noses. So it's like, I said, I don't care. Go ahead.
Nick, would you retweet promotions for the Mattcast?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it would just be a lot of pictures of Matt, of meowsers, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
you know, I see Matt promoting the Owen Brews barbecue like daily. And I don't think you guys have done a podcast in like 6 years.
No, it's more like 6 months, but you know.
Okay, but you have the Ramblecast out once a week struggling to get listeners, viewers. Yeah. Yes. No. 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 No to Nicholas. What? No one else can see this, right?
Right. Yeah. Nobody can see our chat. Don't put it in the other chat. There's two chats going.
Okay.
Because I tried to log into this the other day and it asked me for a passcode and I don't know. Matt just got up and left.
Here's the password. I'm promoting for you guys. Here it is. There you go. Put it in our chat. The other chat. am I still here? Am I gone?
It's the best. Oh, look. Someone's getting a little frisky in the YouTube chat over here.
Who is it? Ramblecast guy?
Yeah.
Ramblecast guy?
Ah. Oh, there we go. I did. Let me log in. Cool.
I definitely posted on the Instagram page, a couple of days
ago. You're pretty good at it, Chris.
Oh, thanks.
You're pretty good.
Fuck you guys.
But I barely promoted it this week on Twitter. I mean, I try to get fancy little. You want bright stuff. You want something that's going to stand out, not the same old crap. But people want the block, same old print. So I'll just put that. But I'm not doing. I quit. And it only upsets me that only one person cared that I quit. you think you'd have more people? The Drake, bye Felicia. No, screw you. You screw you, Drake. You were in the chat. Screw you.
Did he comment? He did. Hashtag.
Oh, man.
Dick. Who?
What?
To be fair, it did happen on April Fool's Day, so most people were just like, that's just an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, I thought about that after I posted, but no, I'm done. You guys promote it.
So, speaking of April Fools, what was your favorite April Fools gags that you may have come across yesterday?
I don't believe it. I don't believe any of them. So,
yeah, I got.
I guess I'm just too old to believe because you start thinking, okay, that's April Fools. Yeah.
I got the Jimmy Fallon one sent to me, God knows how many times with Maisie Williams plays Arya Stark. Did y'all see that one?
I saw the headline for it, but I didn't click on it.
Yeah,
was that where she supposedly gives up the information or something?
Yeah, like he's sitting there talking to her. He's like, "Can you give us like anything? You know, like just a little crumb of anything?" She said, "No, I really can't because blah blah blah." And he's like, "Well, take me through your top moments with Arya Stark." You know, so she's like, "Well, you know, season one, blah blah blah, season two, blah blah blah." You know, and then she gets to like the new, and she's like, "You know," and then this year I only found out like in whatever that Arya dies, and then she's like, "Oh," you know, like you just see it in her face, like she's terrified. And then she's like, "We can cut that out, right?" And then he's like, "Yeah, we can cut it out. Like, let's just act like we went to commercial, you know." And then they came back in, and like she walks off stage, you know, like, "Oh my god!" Yeah, and then that guy's like, "Man,
yeah." I didn't open them up because I said, "Oh, that's April Fools."
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
I fell for one for like a half a second because it was actually, I think like many news outlets actually fell for it as well, unless we had all these news outlets trying to trick everybody. But Burger King. Burger King put out an announcement that they had their Impossible Whopper, which is like their knock on the Impossible Burger, which is a mm-hmm. vegetarian burger.
Oh.
And I was like, huh. It's conceivable. I mean, why wouldn't they do that? Why wouldn't right. they? Like, that's a great idea. Like, Burger King, get off your ass and make it happen. You sell a lot of those things.
Those are the fake burgers, right?
Yeah. It was like a fake beef burger or whatever. Because the Impossible Burger is actually like a brand of burger patty. It's made out of veggie stuff.
I haven't had them. Chase had them. Are they any good?
Oh, I don't know. But
I've actually had them.
The ones that always got me were the Think Geek ones, because it was always stuff that I would want to buy. You know, it was mm-hmm. like the Dharma Initiative alarm clock. I'm like, yeah, I want that. I'm like, you motherfucker.
The Wampa sleeping bag. I think they actually ended up making those.
They did.
They did, but they made them flat. You know, but this one, the one I think in the commercial, was actually like a stuffed animal that you could crawl mm-hmm. into. I was like, I want that.
I saw it when Tom Brady retired.
Oh, yeah.
I said, whatever.
Chargers win.
I fell for one that was George Lucas returning to direct 3 Star Wars movies, and I was like, "What?
Did you post on Owen Brews right away to promote your podcast and been out in 6 months?"
we did one in January, didn't we?
Nick and I did one, you know. Yeah. So, and you know, there is an actual trailer that's going to drop here in about 2 weeks. So. I anticipate it. I'm not saying that it's going to, but you know, it's a good chance. Star Wars Celebration's coming up, and you know, there's a good chance
we got a trailer there.
Yeah. So,
well, you guys heard the news about Mark Hamill, right?
Oh, about him being voicing Chucky.
He's the voice of Chucky. That's brilliant.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. there's a new Child's Play movie coming out.
They're making another one.
Yeah, and Mark Hamill will be the voice of Chucky, which I think is actually a really smart idea. Like he's a phenomenal voice actor. Mm-hmm. Like in my opinion, the best Joker.
To be fair, he's from San Diego. So.
Now I don't know if you guys had seen this on what I shared on Instagram, but Mark Hamill. I mean, up to this point, you know, I would just say that you know we didn't really know one another. But he did like one of my tweets, so we're pretty much friends now.
Did he now?
Yes, I replied to actually a tweet of his, and he liked it.
Oh, you had time to do that.
It was for a worthy cause.
If I can get Mark Hamill to follow us on Instagram, will you do something?
I doubt that's going to happen, but you know.
Hey, we're both from. We grew up like 3 blocks away from each other.
All right. Well, you know, if you can get it to work, sure.
All right, I'll work on it. You know, he's a lot older than me, but.
I mean, I thought you guys were in the same class, but you know.
No, that's Warm Taffy used to say that. I go, you know, he's like 15. He would say it all the time. I go, you know, he's like 15 years older than us.
Who?
We were in the same class, Mark Hamill.
No way.
Yeah, he's old. He's older than me.
He was.
Yes, he's older than me.
He was like 22 years old in 1976 when he did Star Wars.
Yeah, 1976, I was 14.
Oh, I don't know why I thought you graduated high school in like 78 or something like that.
No, he went to the same high school I did. Before I did. I mean, but Warren Taffy's a claim. Oh, I had class with him.
there's a bionic arm that's been featured recently, and that's what Mark Hamill was tweeting about.
Oh, okay.
It's a hero arm that has been developed, and you can actually get customizable different kind of colors, as well as some are specifically themed, whether it's Avengers or they now have like a Star Wars BB-8 themed one. And it kind of made the news because this boy had received one. And I just think this is just amazing. As someone who has grown up with a hand deformity my entire life, this is one of my ins to Star Wars. Kid you not. I'm roughly 5 years old. I'm seeing Empire Strikes Back, and my mom leans over and says, "Maybe you'll have a hand like that one day."
Nice.
You gotta like understand. Like I was like hooked after that point. I was like, I am I am Luke Skywalker. Like, I'm going to have a hand like that. So
closer all the time.
It's amazing. This hero arm, go ahead and look it up. It's amazing and it's very affordable. I mean, it's around, I want to say it was around $6,000, $7,000.
Really? That's it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying that's it. I would have said like 6 million.
For those who don't have a limit. I mean, I'm now at an age where I'm so accustomed to my hand that to lose it, I would have to relearn a lot. And
would you do it though?
I don't think so at this point in my life. I mean, you know, had you posed this question to me younger, you know, it would have been a definite like, yeah, to have a hand that can fully open and that I would have more dexterity with my hand, it would be very tempting. So, but now at my age, no, I wouldn't necessarily go for a bionic hand. But yes, Mark Hamill was tweeting about this. Cool. I responded to one of his tweets
hey, I think so. I like that tweet because I remember this. Does that mean I'm like the 6 degrees of Mark Hamill?
Maybe.
I remember you talking about it, and I think I liked it.
Okay. Well, anyway, this is a very affordable. Cool. This is a very affordable hand, especially for those who are born without limbs or have lost limbs. I mean, this is an amazing.
I can't believe it's that cheap.
It is very reasonable. You can look this up. Hero Arm, and they come in very different with designer colors as well as themes. So
yeah. That would change the whole $6 million man, though, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah.
That's what I thought too.
It'd be like the $1.98 man.
Well, they could spend more money on other stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, better.
Maybe he could be more. Like, if he wore short shorts.
Well, $6 million goes, you know, not as far these days, too. So
it looks like they're 3D printed.
Yes,
which is probably helps.
Helps bring down the cost and lightweight too. Like they're not as heavy and cumbersome because of them being printed. You can look it up too. There was this kid that had developed a robot hand out of Legos. It's amazing.
Huh. Yeah. Out of Legos?
Yeah, out of Legos.
Did he know that he's not supposed to use his imagination anymore? That there's a set design on what you do with Legos?
I want to say he had three different versions. But yeah, as a young boy, he had worked on this, and then it's kind of improved over the years. But yeah, look it up. Wow. Yeah, kid develops his own bionic hand out of Legos. Just that's phenomenal.
Awesome. That's incredible.
Yeah. So
anyway. He's going to MIT, right?
That dude should have some education behind him because that is seriously
that is incredible.
So, yeah.
So you know where you get education, by the way?
Hmm?
You know where you can get some really great education?
MIT?
No. From our sponsors.
Oh.
You gonna take a break now?
Here, and then we'll see you after you hear from our sponsors.
What's the time? Do you know the time?
9:35.
I know, but we don't know what time we hit start though.
Someone should have said, paid attention. I said, you ready to go?
Yeah. So like 31 minutes in.
31 minutes in.
There you go. Colleen's in the chat. I mean, I'm sure she's well aware. So.
Well, according to YouTube, it is actually 28 minutes.
28 minutes in. So there we go. Good job, Chris. Good job.
Thanks. Hey, Colleen. Welcome to the chat.
Welcome to the chat. She's probably shocked that I'm here since I quit.
Greatest T-ball mom ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, I would love to go to that game, but it's okay. I get to hang around the geeks about toys. So at least I'm not answering questions. That's the best part.
Yeah, I'd have a big fuck you to like anybody that came to me about that with toys. Like, is that an original?
I'm not exaggerating, but I sat there and people go, well, do you have this? And I go, we have what's up here. And then I think I told the story. Jay had boxes down below that were like three, $3 boxes, $5, but they weren't in order. So I'm trying to remember, okay, that's the $1 box. That's it. I go, why don't you put them 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? Huh? I go, I'm trying, because he knows, you know, oh, that's a Ninja Turtle 5000. I mean, he knows what the damn toys are. I'm like, can I give you this for it? I go, well, what's it say on the box? It doesn't say anything on the box. Of course it doesn't.
Well, that's Jay's fault.
Yeah, Jack, so Jay, you should go out and buy a bunch of price labels and stick them on all the boxes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not doing anything because he doesn't have a booth. He's in charge. He's running the booth.
If you wanted to see a different shade of red, that's how you get it. You just put stickers on all the boxes and see what happens to Jay.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you put them on a good spot where, like, when they take the sticker off, it rips the...
like, right over the barcode?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, so it doesn't make it... You damaged the container!
The box!
Yeah, I saw a funny meme today, actually, talking about toys. It was one of my friends posted, is that I like to think that RoboCop is actually part of the Transformers universe, and his actual alter ego is Stoptimus Prime, or Crime.
Stopped him as crime.
That was on the other day. And so what,
RoboCop or Prince
RoboCop Warmer? Was on. I watched RoboCop in a long time. Watched it. Was
I'd
on.
Buy so, that for a dollar.
And so yeah. And so was Con Air.
Oh,
wow. Really? Con Air and RoboCop. Was it a double feature?
Yeah. I think people are listening to the show again. Finally, we got a couple listeners and just making decisions based upon our show.
Yeah.
Well, we do have a couple listeners. So there we go.
We do.
Despite what Jack likes to say, you know.
So we had a baby shower this weekend.
I saw that. It was all about Star Wars cookies.
It's well, raining babies.
So yeah, I posted that on the Facebook group as well as the Instagram page. So my friend Beth, who makes those phenomenal cookies, did the cookies for our baby shower.
Oh yeah,
she makes really beautiful cookies, and then she made me a special box of my own, which were baby onesies to the theme of Star Wars, which were pretty cool.
Did you eat those cookies?
I couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to doing it.
What are you going to do? You going to freeze them?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to eat them. I'm clearly going to eat them. But I just couldn't eat them at the moment. They were just awesome. There's a Han Solo.
Should have picked those cookies instead of Keebler's.
There's a Han Solo. There's a Princess Leia, Luke, C-3PO, and a Stormtrooper themed baby's onesies on the cookies. Very, very cool.
How long did it take her to do those cookies? Because she C-3PO, she has the wiring.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
she doesn't shortchange your cookies.
No, she doesn't. She Oh man.
Everyone's favorite.
one of these days, I think we have to have like a Patreon level that we'll just actually reveal the show chat that we have amongst the four of us. She does an outstanding job. I mean, in not even like the non-Star Wars ones were awesome. You know, she does a really good job. I can't even look at the screen right now. Yeah, so that happened. That was fun. And we also did a family photo shoot the same day. That was interesting.
I'm listening, Chris. I am.
Yeah, I'm trying to work past it. Just trying to work past it.
All right, okay, I'll just, fair enough. Like, who would you eat first?
Chewy.
Yeah.
Chewy's not an option.
There's more to eat.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Did Luke say use the fork?
No. You'd eat Luke, but he'd be too whiny.
Is this Luke or is this Jay? I can't tell.
You wouldn't want to eat R2 because he doesn't taste very well.
R2 is also not an option.
Very, very tinny. So, yeah.
And you got what? You got Hans.
Yeah. Hans? Did you say fucking Hans?
Hans?
This isn't fucking Die Hard.
Die Hard, yeah.
Hans Olo?
Anywho, we should probably move back to the cookies. This is going nowhere. Yeah, and we did.
There's no chocolate chips.
we also did the first stage of our pregnancy slash newborn photography stuff too. So we had a friend of mine took some pictures. That was interesting. It was cool.
But, so do you have like a scheduled date, or it's a natural childbirth?
As of right now, it's going to be natural. That's how what's intended. So the due date is the 26th
of April.
That would be that's my move-in date.
Yeah, it's also a day or two after the goddamn Avengers movie comes out, which I'm kind of pissed about. But we'll figure that out later.
You couldn't have it a day later. Come on, man.
No, so it's definitely not going to go later than that. I know that for a fact. So, because of my wife's age, there's certain risks and complications during a pregnancy that can happen after a certain age. Nothing crazy, but it's better to not prolong than it is to have it roll. So if necessary, there'll be some inducing before the due date.
All right.
My son's birthday.
I got a feeling though. I got this gut feeling that it's gonna be within the next like 2 weeks.
It's gonna come early.
Yeah.
My son's birthday is the 23rd. So
oh nice.
Yeah. So
we'll share a birthday. I'm thinking 4/15. That's my prediction.
4/15. Okay.
4/15. Not 4/16.
No. Could have gone with 4/20, but that'd be a little cliche.
What about 8/15?
Well, that would be terrible because then my wife would be fucking 500 pounds and the baby would be far overdue and overdone.
The doctors would
kind of like you're way overdone, kind of like your pork chop.
I thought you were talking about the time.
No, we're talking date.
No, for April 15.
I'm still getting over cookies, so I'm sorry.
That happens in the evening, Jack.
It does. Well, okay. It just happens in the evening. That's just, you got to have it planned. It's just, we can only do it this time.
Could happen in the morning.
Bring your cookies over here.
So $5 buck to anyone who can get Chris's obstetrician to spoil Avengers during the delivery.
Who said that?
A JP.
Man, I can't believe they killed off.
No!
I read another meme the other day, and I'm hoping that my the on-duty obstetrician's name is Juan. That'd be fantastic. Because when my wife goes into labor, I can just say, hey, Obi-Wan, you're our only hope.
Greg's going to look at you. Man, you're a geek.
And I think in the meme it says, can Dr. Key please remove my husband from the room?
And we had scheduled C-section, so we just schedule our time and date.
We're going all natural unless necessary.
Yeah. But my sister had C-sections and I always give her shit because I'm like, well, you never really gave birth. So yeah. just fucking with her.
Wow.
Wow. And then the nephew's like,
wait,
you don't really have a birth date, you know, because like it's like a yank date because I just, you know, removed you. Yeah.
Well, technically the date of conception for my son will be 2014, 15.
Oh, that's right. Cause you had the,
2015.
Wow.
I think, yeah, 2015.
That's right. So he's already
old. Yeah.
Yeah. Which it's kind of cool, right? So like the embryo transfer or the embryo freezing happened, I believe, this summer of 2015.
All right.
Yeah.
So he can always say, so like when he's 17, he goes into a bar, he splashes his frozen ID, right? Just says, hey, I'm 21.
Exactly.
There you go.
What's actually even cooler is that I actually I may have mentioned this before. I have a friend who they're now expecting their third child. The first two were through in vitro IVF. And what's kind of interesting is that their son was born first. So the son is, I believe, a year or two older than their daughter, but they're from the same like collection essentially of embryos.
Technology
is amazing. So they're technically like fraternal twins, but born at a different time.
That's incredible.
And then they had a third kid without in vitro. It was kind of like a blessing.
So that was a little cheap. That was a little cheaper.
Yeah, a little bit.
I know with the I filmed my two daughters are C-sections. I filmed them. And it's on tape.
And you filmed the conception, you might as well film the
Actually, it's funny you say that. I have a split screen. So the kids can enjoy it all. No, but it's they don't let you into a certain point. She's already been cut open and then they spread the skin back.
No, I can't.
They spread the skin back.
No.
And it's funny because the phone rings. I said, hey, we're not taking any calls. And then the doctors are leaning over and they have like a suction thing trying to get my daughter out. This is my oldest daughter. And it slips and he punches the other doctor in the face. And I'm like going, and I'm just looking through the camera and I was like, and I'm like going, what? And then they go, and my wife's looking at me and I'm like going, everything's fine. I don't know what happened, but then you watch the video and you see, he got punched in the face. That's what happened. He slipped and goes, bam, punched into the face. So you get all that. The first time I wasn't nervous going and seeing the C-section because I didn't know what I was going to see. The second time I was literally freaking out. I'm like,
you couldn't pay me.
I'm going to see your insides. I'm going to see this. I'm going to see that. And I don't even like watching it on TV when like ER.
Yeah.
Even though I know it's fake, I go, I have to turn my head going, but I was like, oh my God, geez. Oh, just pull back like that. But you have to be calm because she's looking at you like, is everything okay? Yeah, everything's great.
Oh, fuck no. I told you guys a story about when my daughter was born, right? Maybe I didn't.
You passed out or something, right?
Oh, I almost did. So they tell you don't look after the fact because it'll freak you out because it's not something you normally see. So I did great job. Man. I mean, I was there. I saw it as my daughter was born, which was phenomenal. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing. But it's the, let's see, lack of better terms, the aftermath.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I did a great job of, like, not looking back the whole nine. And the nurse brought me over.
You're not going to want to eat that.
And I got to cut the cord, which was amazing. And I'm sitting there, and my daughter's in the scale. She's weighing out to like 6.5 pounds or whatever. It was perfect. It was just beautiful. And I'm like, hi, look. Oh, shit, I looked. And I was like, and she's like, what? I'm like, nothing at all. I had that moment, that one split second moment where I definitely looked. I shouldn't have looked. And man, it was interesting.
We didn't get to cut the cord back then. I don't know.
Horror porn. So I think I told this story a long time ago, but my brother-in-law and my sister, when they had their first kid, she had the C-section, like I said, and you know, like a lot of my parents and his parents, everything else, like when they open the doors so you can come in and see, like they're not really worried about the husband, they're just going straight to see the baby.
Yeah.
But as the doors opened, I don't know why, but I looked at him first and you could just see him like standing there off to the side by himself, you know, just kind of looking down at the floor. And I just kind of walk up to him. I was like, congrats, man. He just looks at me. He's like, yeah. You know, and he's pale as a sheet. And I was like, what's wrong, man? He goes, I saw things. I didn't quite understand it at the time, but you know, like I was later explaining like what actually happens in the C-section, you know, and like so he saw everything. He's like, imagine the person you love and you've been with all this time, and then like literally half of their insides on the table, and you're like, what the fuck?
I don't know about now, but back then when you do like Lamaze class and. I was like, well, this is a waste of time because we're not doing Lamaze. We're doing, you know, we're not going to have to do it. It's just snip, snip, you know, cut, cut. And I go, we're not going to do the breathing thing. But they don't teach you, they don't prepare you what you're going to see. You know, you Lamaze, you get, you know, you're going to have to do this, you this. But there was no class for that. There was no, hey, this is what you're, when you're going to walk in, you're going to see this. And you're going to walk in and go, and you have to put on a brave face because your wife is, look, you know, she's mm-hmm. the one going to surgery. She's the one. And you're like going, ah, and you just have to smile. And okay, it's everything's fine, perfect. Fine, yeah. It's perfect. Oh my God. And then they do the little laser, and they burn the skin. And you're like, going, wasn't this supposed to be done before I got in here? But
they'd have to give me an epidural from the waist up.
They do tell you, oh, you don't have to leave for so we can put her, we can sew her back together and get everything back in. I go, okay, I don't have to. You don't want me to stay? I can help if you want, but no. But I wouldn't let anybody hold our oldest daughter. I wouldn't even hold her until my wife held her first. So like everyone's coming in, I go, nope, go away. You can't hold her. And but my wife has an allergic. She has a bad reaction to anesthesia.
Oh,
so she's like, you know. Just a mess. So it was like a 24 hours where anyone could hold her other than me. They could hold her. And my wife goes, you didn't let anyone hold her? I go, nope. You were going to be first. And so that's what we did.
Aww.
Everyone was pissed. And my wife goes, well, you should let someone hold her. That's not the most important time. I go, I thought I was doing the right thing. But it is what you do, what you do. But second one, I go, yeah, do whatever you want.
That's why it sucks being the second child, which I am. Are any of you guys second child?
I am a second child.
Okay. I am also a second child.
I'm the second of four.
Well, it's like I have hardly any photos of me ever, you know, growing up. Like there's tons of my sister because she's first, but like you have like maybe two per year of me. And if they are, they're probably with my sister.
Yeah, it's the same way here too. I remember like there was like, that's also back in the day we had photo albums. Mm-hmm. People remember those? There was like three photo albums of my brother when he was a kid. And then there was one of me. And I was like, why? And the mom's like, oh, no.
They didn't have film back then. We were.
Yeah.
And now because they're taking with that really shitty, you know, like 70s and early 80s film, like all the photos now have that brownish yellow stain to them or like, I don't know, just from the natural age process of a photo.
Is that what they're telling you that is?
Hopefully they didn't wipe their ass with it. Yeah. No.
Man, I was going with
coffee. I know. I know Jay and Heather, they have baby books with all the information in there. Just our youngest one has a baby book. And there's like no information. And my wife always goes, I feel so bad. I go, we'll just go make some stuff up. Who cares?
Remember. Her baby book is like too long. Didn't read.
It's like the third one. And like she slept all the time. It's just like literally we would forget about her. We'd walk out. I go, oh, wait a minute. I'm forgetting someone.
Well, that sounds like you were preparing her.
Well, you know, it is what it is. She still sleeps, but she's 2 months pregnant now, 3 months into the thing. I said, well, you can forget about that sleeping thing.
Yeah, I'm starting to really not look forward to that lack of sleep bit, but it is what it is.
There's nothing you can do to prepare for it. It's not like you can stockpile sleep, you know?
Yeah.
But our kids, all three of them, slept.
See, but the way I kind of – my lifestyle right now, which is definitely going to change in the near future.
Especially all the shooting of heroin, but yeah.
Oh, what?
I was just saying, I guess I can't count on you promoting the show, but I guess the heroin.
Wow.
Problem too, I didn't know about.
Apparently, okay. But
it does get expensive, I guess.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know where I was going with that.
My heroin habit for you, kid.
Okay. So like my typical day, I mean, regardless of when I'm working, like I'm typically up from 6 a.m. So we'll say between 6 and 7 a.m.
Now we know why.
Until 12, 1. That's typically my day. So I have like a 4 or 5 to 6 hour sleep time that which I definitely need to not do that anymore. I need more sleep. But just what I do. So that's absolutely going to have to change. You know, I'm going to have to probably be sleeping in maybe smaller chunks of time. But yeah.
Sleep when you can.
Well, here's the thing too, is I have no excuse. Not this is okay. Let me rephrase that. No, I'm gonna say it. I have no excuse. It's terrible to say, but you know, with my daughter, there are times where, well, guess what? Mom needs to get up and feed the baby, unless we had enough, milk stored right. in the fridge or whatever. This time around, it's going to be 100% bottle. So I have no dad card to play. I have a parent card that I'm going to have to play and be a part of that. And I'm not shying away from that. I'm just making light of the situation that I don't have any excuse whatsoever to back down.
It is tough because I know when I used to tell people, I said, yeah, make sure I go the best. Now they have all these pumps. They have all this different stuff. When, you know, we were back in the day, it's just like, okay, it was time to eat, you know, connect and stuff like that. Nothing I can do. I guess I'll get some sleep for both of us.
Yeah, that doesn't exist.
But then after the formula, I still remember my oldest daughter, she was screaming. I go, all right, I get it. And we just had these little plastic inserts that would go in the plastic bottle, but it was like a plastic insert that you put the formula in, then put the lid on and pour in the formula without the plastic insert. I go, what? It's going all over the place. It was all over me. I was just pouring the formula through the plastic without putting the insert in.
Oh yeah.
All over the floor.
I know what you're talking about.
When that stuff formula, when it gets on you,
it's the worst.
It doesn't come out. It's just I'm like, then you had to clean it all up. But that was fun. Those are good times.
Yeah, but at the end of the day though, I'm starting to get really excited. I mean, not that I wasn't, but like the excitement is becoming
real now.
It's real, yeah. You know, like so much so to the fact that, like, you know, we've been given a whole bunch of like hand-me-down stuff from our friends who have had boys in the past, like clothes and whatnot,
gloves and bats and
but we're also doing doing the laundry for it all before, so the smell of like Dreft, which is the severely overpriced laundry detergent for baby clothes and stuff. But even that smell brings back, you know, incredible memories. So it's getting real. It's getting really real. But
it's good times. Super
excited. It's great times.
The excitement is literally growing in your wife's belly.
Truth. Truth. And the doctor, we went to another doctor's appointment the other day, and she's like, she's looking at the medical records. And again, my daughter was born at 6 pounds, 6 ounces, which is
666.
Yeah, an average size kid, I guess. Maybe a little bit. She's a little bit early. But the doctor goes, yeah, so he's going to be bigger than Emma. Because there's no way they can really truly measure weight, but they can do it kind of based upon, you know, measurements and size. And like, well, he's measuring to be 6 pounds, 6 ounces now.
Okay.
That was last week, and we got a month to go. So,
how's your wife handle? Is she ready to? Is she getting to that point where okay, we need to get this thing out?
Yeah, you know what? She's doing great. Like I got to give her credit, and I'm not saying this to blow smoke because you know what? She's not going to listen to this anyways. But I'll be honest with you, like she is a phenomenal pregnant woman, like a phenomenal pregnant woman. So with our daughter, it was two very different pregnancies in the sense that like you know with our daughter, she kind of like just. Did her thing, didn't worry about like eating super healthy, kind of being really super conscious, and she wasn't very, very active, and she kind of just let things roll, and she took it in stride, and she had a great pregnancy with our daughter. This time around, life is a little bit different, you know, and she's looking at eating a little bit differently during the pregnancy, and she made it a point to not stop her exercise routine while pregnant. And she feels it. She didn't feel badly with our daughter, but she feels better this time around. Right. You know,
that's good.
And my wife's adorable. She's a little thing, and she's all belly, which is I think is just cute. You know,
I'm all belly. Yeah. Do you think I'm cute?
Yeah, so cute, Jack. unfortunately, though, over the last week and a half, she's gotten really like sick. Not like sick from the pregnancy, but just like. Head and chest cold.
Yeah.
And for anyone listening who's not necessarily connected to someone who's been pregnant, when you're sick and you're pregnant, there's you can't do shit about it.
No, you can't.
You can't. You have to kind of just push through it. Drink your fluids. Get your rest when you can.
Yeah, you can't take any medicines.
Can't take any over the counter stuff.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, when you're pregnant, you don't sleep well because she has to literally turn every hour.
And the flip side of that too, when they're babies and they're sick too, it's like there's nothing you can give them, and that's also like just as bad too, because you're just like
I know. My wife, when she had our youngest, she got a parasite, and she was actually losing weight, and we actually had to decide. I said, okay, we had to. They gave her some that was. They said it shouldn't hurt the baby, but if we don't get rid of this parasite, it's going to hurt the baby. So she had to take. We took a chance, and everything worked out right. But she just had to. She had a parasite, and like I said, she was. And it's, I think it's like a month in, she was losing weight, and I said, how is this possible? But she just was sick all the time. We just thought it was morning sickness or just, but she was throwing up, you know, nonstop. So that's what happened. But like I said, there's just certain things. Like I said, you get sick, you can't take, you know, over the counter medicine. You can't take anything.
Right.
Can't smoke. Can't just, there's so many things you can't do anymore. Cause my mom smoked with me, and I still to this day give her crap about it.
Yeah.
I said, I think I told the story before. I used to eat cigarettes. She's a big smoker. And I used to, and of course, back then everyone was. And if you want, anyway, so I would eat the cigarette butts. And she goes, I don't know why you did that. I said, well, you used to smoke when you were pregnant with me. You think maybe I had an addiction? You think I was maybe addicted to nicotine?
I just like it. You have cotton in your stomach. Like, so
cool. Well, I was under 5 pounds, so, or something like that. So, anyway,
it is a weird world.
You fucking ate cigarettes?
I would eat the cigarettes out of the ashtray. That's what she told me.
Wow.
So, because, well, you kids probably don't remember, but there used to be these big ceramic ashtrays all over
the place. Oh, yeah.
So, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, they, you know, everyone's, well, my dad didn't smoke, but my mom smoked, and all the aunts smoked, and everyone smoked, and I would eat the cigarette. Why? Because I was addicted to the nicotine. I needed to go cold turkey, is what happened. But
oh, I mean, like, we lived, I mean, things have changed so much since the 80s. I mean, and especially, like, just in the PC world, because I remember as a kid, my dad,
that was our hour,
smoked Vantages. That's what he smoked, was Vantages. And I would go every now and then and see a cigarette machine and then pay money and buy my dad a pack of cigarettes and be like, here you go, Dad. Like, you know, and you don't think anything about it because you just know that your dad does that, like a Coke or anything else. But, you know, you imagine a kid today buying a pack of cigarettes for their dad and be like, you know.
Where are you going to buy them at?
Yeah, exactly. You can't.
You don't have machines or anymore. It's inconvenient.
Yeah.
What I do like to do when like go to San Diego to this day, I'll take my mom's cigarettes and, you know, the plastic wrapper on the outside. I take it and turn it around the other way and put the lighter back in. So she's trying to get the cigarette out. Oh. I like doing things like that. That just makes me happy. Drives her crazy, but, you know, if you want me to come out, that's what's going to have to happen. It's harder now because the plastic is so cheap.
Yeah, to
get the time to do it, to blow it, you know, to get the box back in, you have to kind of squeeze the box. It's
an art form.
It is a lost art that you have to try and do. But I like to do it. I like to do things like that. It's just what I do. But anyway, that's all. Do we have a review?
I think we do. We want to have some feedback. Yeah,
we have an email. I'm going to hold it because I was telling telling Matt and Nick before we started, or Nick, I said to get to the email, I might lose the whole thing because this computer's.
Oh yes,
I got too many things open on different. So just we're just going to be patient with this. And now our shows for the let me make announcements. Our note shows until Survivor ends will be on Thursdays at 9 a.m. So the Tuesdays, once Survivor ends, we're going to move to Wednesdays at 9 a.m.
So we're getting released by Survivor.
Yeah. So once Survivor ends, it's just because it's too crowded between Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So we're now up for a Thursday 9 a.m. release.
Giddy up.
The guys will keep you updated on Instagram.
Hey, so I got an update on so my computer, knock on wood, has not crashed today. But I think I'm getting a new computer.
Wow. Were you going to Apple?
So, yeah. So I kind of floated the idea to my wife, and I was texting her because there's these new My Macs that recently were released, and they're pretty awesome. I was like, yeah, so I think we're going to get an iMac for the house because, you know, something that we can have in the basement and in the spare room. And Emma's starting to use computers at school. That way we can have a new computer. Like the one I'm using right now, this is a MacBook that I bought in 2012, and it's still fairly holding on strong, pretty good for 7 years. And she's like, well, and I was like, just, I kind of floated that out there to see what the reaction would be, if I get shot down or not. And she's like, so we're not going to get a laptop? And I'm like, ooh, that's not a no. and I'm like, well, no, we're not, because we can get so much more for our money when it comes to getting a desktop. And then we can keep the laptop around as a spare just to have around if we need to. And she's like, okay.
But what does Apple do now for desktops? Because you don't sell towers anymore.
Oh, the iMac.
I haven't been in an Apple store in a while.
The iMac, I mean, I'm not going to go on a commercial for it, but you should.
It's okay. I own stock. Go ahead.
Cool. I actually bought one about a year ago for my work. So I updated our work computer with a nice iMac. So it's sweet. It's huge. I love it. So I used
It's huge. I love it.
It's huge. No, I used to podcast from work, and the nice thing about it was is the screen was so big. I could fit multiple screens on there, and I don't know.
It was nice.
So and the efficiency, the speed, you know.
Yeah, and the new ones that just got released within the last couple of weeks are pretty awesome. So looking forward to doing that. We have some other priorities that are in line, but it's on the docket, I should say. I think the first thing is first we might be looking at getting a new swing set for the kids. And I think that's going to be the priority.
Oh, kids got a swing set.
Those things are so freaking expensive too. Like the nice like wooden ones, the Creative Play things, or whatever the brands are.
That's what Jay has. It's I go, how much was it?
Oh, just get a tire and a rope.
Come on. That's what they. You know, it's funny you saying that, but that's what they play most with.
Yeah.
But well, out here, the snakes are probably hiding them.
To be fair though, our friends have in my old house, I didn't move with it. I inherited, you know, a hand-me-down nice one, and my daughter used it constantly. And our friends that we go over hang out there in the summertime, they have one in their backyard, and the kids are all over that thing. If they're not in their neighbor's or our friend's pool, they're on that swing set. So it's a really good investment, especially if you get the really good quality ones. I've once tried to assemble one of those things with my brother back in the day. We thought we'd save a few $100 by assembling on our own. So my brother and I got all the parts and took 13 hours to do it because we didn't know what the hell we were doing. But anyways, yeah, it's a new computer.
You know why it takes so long? Because your dad threw away your Legos.
I know. All that engineering practice, I just went right out the window.
It's tough.
Anywho, so we got a review though, yeah.
And we'll save Joanne's with the plans email until next week.
Oh, okay.
That works for you guys.
Yeah, so this review is from John OS Mac Mini. So I guess he's a Mac fan.
Wow. So it's gonna be a good review for Chris.
The title is "Great Podcast for Your Commute," nice. And it might be one of the best ones we've ever had.
Carry on.
Love listening to these guys ramble on. Nick's interludes are top notch. See, it's just automatic. Great.
You sure this wasn't Nick OS or anyway?
For the really good stuff, make sure you become a patron to get the extension podcast.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. There
nice. This is a very recent too, because this is an extension one.
And yeah.
We do. We put some love.
Effort.
That, there you go. Effort.
Probably. I think that's the word you're looking for. But our joy effort brings joy and love to others.
Yes.
So and I think it rewards you with a Casey, Mighty Casey has struck out drawing of Taffy at bat from Matt.
Taffy's
or ball. Or a Princess Leia cookie.
You're not getting my cookies. Or Matt's cookies.
Can you imagine eating Princess Leia. Cookie.
Yes, absolutely.
I would love to to send this kind reviewer a drawing. So if you want to send us an email also as well with your address. If you don't want a drawing, no pressure, you know. Nick will kindly sing you a song instead, but I'd be more than happy to drop you a postcard in the mail.
Where would he send that information to?
Well, to send his
mailing address and let him know he was the guy that sent the review.
To send us an email, send it to rcadcast@gmail.com.
Yes,
correct. And I finally got the other one out to Orlando. So thank you for that. And I followed up. Hopefully, you get it someday soon. So
someday soon.
What stamp did you use?
John Lennon, of course. Wow. So I've been loving the Lennon stamps right now. So. Until they're gone for my work. I'm a little bit slower about mailing because when we did podcast in the past and I was at work, it was almost like it was easier for me because that's where I ship out all my drawings. So sense. Yeah. So
what do you have today? What have you been
I actually haven't been drawing today. Sorry guys.
You're still in the same location, just a different angle?
Different angle, different side of the room. This is kind of more.
Hey, what's hanging up behind you? I've been trying to figure that out the whole time. Something blue and yellow.
Yeah, it's a painting that I've been working on in the background there. It is
no up in the rafters.
Up in the rafters. Oh, I think that blue thing up there is a flag. Maybe is that what you're talking about?
Okay,
I thought it was like a string of thongs.
That's exactly what people would think that would be in my basement. It's just all of my.
I gotta go with Nick. That's what I thought it was.
All of my conquests over the years of being a nice guy, I've stolen all the thongs of every woman that I've loved. And
it's the man cave, yeah.
Yeah, hung them up in my studio. So
nice. Light your flags, Daddy.
Well, so that reviewer did mention the Extension podcast, which is exclusive to our patron group. Mm-hmm. How do you become a patron?
Huh. Well, that's a good question. You go to jandjack.com. There's a patron link right there. For the $1 level, you can join us on our live show, which we're doing right now. I don't know Jack's
showing. That's a fiver.
What
is it?
What, I have no idea. Jack's waving at me. Tell him what they win.
Jack. Well, the $1 level, you get to join the patrons Facebook group where we have exclusive threads and more inside jokes.
Oh, okay. I thought for some reason this show is at the $1 level, but Jack's
it was. But Jay's passed some new rules.
Oh, you just done did it right there.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault, Ben Matt. None of us were informed of that rule.
I forgot to tell you, but it was. I thought didn't Jay talk about it on the?
Hey, check out. So it is definitely worth it to become a patron. You can join the Facebook group. There's a lot of cool conversations that happen there. Like for instance, I actually posted a link to my friend's Beth's cookie company. So if you're interested. Seeing those Star Wars cookies before Matt eats them, they are posted on Facebook.
He's only eating one character
on the patron page. They are posted. There's also a link to her business too. I just talked to her just yesterday, and I said, "Hey, if I post these, will you make cookies for people and ship them?" And she says, "Well, yeah, why not?" So, if you're interested in her cookies, you can check out her Facebook group, which is posted on the patron page. And get in touch with Beth, my friend Beth, and she can make some custom cookies.
And if you haven't seen them, you go to our Instagram account where Matt, Nick, and Chris are taking care of it now.
RCADcast.
Yes,
it's on. We're on both on Instagram and Twitter, where Jack no longer lives.
No, I'll do the Twitter,
and
I can't expect you guys to do too much.
And let's see.
Go to RCADcast, and you'll see the cookies. And you'll see, I think you have a link to, you put a link on there to her I can't
put the link, but if you wanted to find her on the Facebook, where there's some photos from the baby shower from this weekend and all of her other cookies, you can find her at Bartolini's Creative Confections. It's Bartolini's Creative Confections, and she does now have a verified Facebook business page, which is pretty cool.
That's good to have.
Yes.
Good or no?
Anyway, we also have an Amazon affiliate link. So Amazon.com. No.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. I always get it backwards, but it's right. It's Amazon.com/JayandJack. Yes. And every little bit goes to help all of the podcasters. It kind of goes into one big giant pool that Jay jumps around in and swims like Scrooge McDuck. So.
You got that right. You got the Scrooge part right.
Okay, I did get that part right. Good. But if you are a patron, we really appreciate it. And really, like, at the $5 level, you get a lot of bonus material. That we've kind of beefed that up. So all of the podcasts have really beefed up.
Because what's going to happen now? We're no longer going to do the Hangout Show.
Oh, Janie just informed me, no, it's jayandjack.com/Amazon. So I'm sorry, Janie. That I messed that up. And
you think you'd know it by now.
I know, because, you know, I feel like I'm going to get some hate email. So
no, they'll blame me. They said, well, you should have done it.
Sorry, Sherry. So she's, you know, it's, I'm a little rusty. You know, we missed a week.
We did miss a week.
It was Janie. You didn't get her name right.
He didn't get her name right.
No, I said Janie, but
no, Sherry. You said Sherry.
You said, Sherry.
I started to go, Sherry. Until I looked and I went, oh, it's Janie.
But I'm talking about a different Jay and Jack listener, Sherry. So,
and she also responded, it's okay, Matt. You're still my favorite. Whatever, Janie.
I did say Janie first, and then I also mentioned Sherry because Sherry is the one that has corrected
you. You are so full of shit.
Check the tapes. I said both names.
Now, hold on a second. What could Matt do where people would finally start going, okay, all right, Matt's not my favorite anymore? What could he possibly do? I'm asking this for the listeners. What could Matt possibly do that people would go, all right, no, Matt's no longer my favorite? He does the whole cookie thing, and I'm sure he's going to get the three of us will get blamed for that.
Yeah.
Whatever. Matt's got a dark side to him.
Become a Patriot.
Become a Patriots fan, says Jamie. Jamie, you're on my shit list, girl. You're on my shit list.
Well, I believe she's a Raiders
Just
fan.
Kidding.
Am I correct?
Oh,
I believe she's a Raiders fan.
It better be a Raiders fan than a Chargers fan, for Christ's sake.
Well, I'm switching. I'm going to pick a new team here soon. I probably will announce it soon what team I'm going to support in the upcoming season. Well, I guess the AFF Football League folded today.
What?
I didn't even really get started.
No, I guess the owner said, we're done. So the San Diego team was actually drawing pretty well. And they just said, screw it. So I'm sure everyone's going to go, see, San Diego can't support a team. It was the fucking league that folded. But it is what it is. What are you going to do? Yep, she's a Raider fan. A former Charger fan, we used to have a little rivalry there thing. You know, she'd say, we won. Whatever. But now I don't care.
I love that he keeps saying a former Chargers fan, but anybody who's listening at home and not listening to the live show and watching what's happening right now, literally every piece of decoration behind Jack is a San Diego Charger.
I'm a San Diego Charger fan. I'm not an LA Charger fan.
No.
And since they no longer play in San Diego, fuck you, Dean Spanos.
I think Matt, Chris, and I should choose which team you become the next fan of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
No, you'll stick me with Jacksonville or something like that.
For the next $100 Patreon donation, they can choose.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards the Bengals.
I thought you were going to say that. There's no way I could root for the Raiders.
Let's stick with the Browns.
You know what? I almost picked the Browns were on my list.
You are a glutton for punishment.
Yeah. Well, I'm not used to winning. I'm used to being disappointed. But the Browns do. Let's face it. The Browns do have an up and coming team.
Uh-huh.
They do. Hmm. I mean, look at Patriots just lost Gronkowski.
Yeah.
great player, not the GOAT. Not the GOAT of tight ends. But
he is absolutely the GOAT of tight ends.
He is not the GOAT of tight ends. Over Tony Gonzalez, over Kellen Winslow, over Antonio Gates.
I like Dennis's suggestion here. A three-way versus. Each one of us picks a team that Jack should.
Well, how about I pick a team?
No, you don't get a pick. We get two.
You can't even stick with a team. How are you going to pick one? We should pick it for you.
I stuck with a team for fucking 50 years and got screwed over.
So you leave it up to us.
Your first mistake.
You
stuck on a sinking ship.
Because I was loyal. And what did I get out of the loyalty? Fuck you is what I got. And now the Padres are looking good. The Padres are selling out. It's fun. But there's people on Twitter. I have an argument with a guy on Twitter. He's like, I this is bullshit. I got so excited that they were going to be good. They're fucking 3-2. And he goes, well, they lost to a guy that's like 29 years old and never won. I go, dude, the season is 162 games. Relax. He's like, I go, people come here and they suck.
How's your boy Machado doing? I was gonna say
he's played great defensively.
Who's that rookie that you guys have this year?
Fernando Tatis.
He
will be a Hall of Famer.
He will, dude. He is a better deal than Machado right now.
Well, because he's making minimum wage.
Exactly. Like that dude's gonna be a stud.
And we got him from the White Sox, who were bidding heavily for Machado and didn't get him. I'm sorry if you're a White Sox fan. But when you guys were arguing, you had better carne asada and Mexican food than San Diego. You lost me.
Wait, who said that?
That was going on Twitter. There was a war going on between White Sox fans and Padre fans, and they're going back and forth. But yet they started saying we have better Mexican food in Chicago than they do in San Diego. I go,
oh, God.
Come on now. What the fuck? You want to say pizza? Okay, but yeah. Come on now. Fuck you.
You can't even make that argument.
No.
No one picks deep dish.
They were saying
I beg to differ, man. Deep dish is something else, man.
It's its own thing though. Like to me, a deep dish is not pizza. It is, but it's not.
Yeah.
That's another versus to itself too.
Anywho.
All right. So on that note,
why are you still arguing homemade chocolate chips?
What?
Uh oh.
What I just saw your little text there. You're little...
No, JP's just trying to, you know, get my goat here. I'm just saying, homemade chocolate chips, you know, you guys.
They are the best, but that wasn't in the contest.
Okay. The versus, I can't believe we're getting back to this shit.
Chips Ahoy. Chips
was for Matt. Cookies.
Matt.
You never said home store-bought cookies. It
Matt.
Could be any cookie.
Just accept the fact that you made a fucking mistake.
I did not make a mistake.
Just accept I picked fourth.
You were talking out of your asshole last week.
And I won.
I should have been allowed to pick homemade chocolate chips. That's all I'm saying.
No, you can't do that. You can't.
Because you don't know. What if the homemade chocolate chips are that crappy?
They could be crappy.
Okay, well then that
was a terrible addition to the contest. Just admit it.
I've had bad. I mean, where people, you know, at work, they go, "I just made some homemade chocolate chip cookies." You go, "Oh, I love how much," and you would go, "Oh my god, these things suck." But you can't say that. You work with these people.
When have you had a good peanut butter cookie?
I love Girl Scout. I used to love the Girl Scout peanut butter.
No. I'm talking about like the homemade peanut butter cookies. Like peanut butter cookies that are homemade are really good, but you can't buy a decent peanut butter cookie from the store.
So for the contest, Matt, you can't have you cannot have a valid standard when it comes to a subjective grandma cookie.
And this guy's your favorite? Such a complainer.
All right, so go on to Amazon
and be with Jay again.
Buy your favorite homemade cookie. Tell me what you think. So I'm done. Stick a fork in it.
You guys have got
Matt quits.
Matt quits the Matt Only Show.
Well, and I guess we'll have something new on the RCAD. Cast.
What do Matt and the Chargers have in common? They both quit their own show.
All right, guys. Great show. That was one in a layup.
But we're not.
Oh!
Nice job there, Matt. Nice
well done. Well done.
So how does one become a patron? Or we already covered that. Is
we did. You go to jtech.com. You go to Amazon.
I did it wrong and said sorry to Sherry, even though she's not in the chat.
I mentioned Janie. Check the tapes. Check.
Yeah, you did. You mentioned Janie first, and then you called her Sherry like six seconds later.
I wasn't calling her Sherry. I was
Janie, Sherry. I think it's Sherry. I think your name's Sherry. We can't you have homemade chocolate chip cookies.
At least Janie, and he's your favorite? For Christ's sake.
No, I didn't call her Sherry. I was talking to her.
She's a Raiders fan.
Yeah. At least I can spell Cherry.
She even admitted in the chat here. It's like, it's okay. You're still my favorite. So she even acknowledges that you called her in a different
name. That you were wrong.
I did not.
You never call a woman by a different name. It's like 15-year-old mistake.
I did not. I wasn't even referring to her. I was talking to the other Sherry. All right, whatever.
Katie says F you, Jack.
What? How do I get F you, Jack?
Well, because you're shitting on her because she's a Raiders fan.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's true.
Your team doesn't even exist.
Well, neither does hers. It's moved like 10 times. It's moving again. Yet those Raider fans stay loyal. I don't get it.
Yeah, but Raider fans would kill Pat Patrice fans or Chargers fans.
I'd like to take a commercial break.
Yeah. Well, they're saying that they could never move the Raiders to Vegas because 90% of their fans are just not allowed to leave the state.
Well, they have those bracelets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The ankle bracelets. They can't leave state lines.
Anywho.
How are you going to sell out? How are you going to sell out for Raider fans? Empty out the jails.
So, anyways, so we've talked a lot about patrons. We have some special patrons. We probably should call.
Oh, they're all specials except for
they are all special.
Except the $1 ones now apparently.
Oh damn, that's so sad.
You can send a hate mail to Jay@JandJack.
I finally just gave up. I said, do whatever you guys want. It's not my call. But we thank Tat from Tokyo, Eckhart Rigner Glaffler, Ed the creepy postman.
Whatever. I just call him a letter carrier. He's not creepy. He's not creepy to me. I've met Ed. He's a solid dude.
I guess he wants to be called that, but I always said letter carrier, and they said no. You're supposed to call him postal mailman. I said, well, that's
it's definitely letter carrier.
It's incorrect. It's letter carrier now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just go by the rules. Joanne with a plan, Megan Magnificent, and the Drake, who is really not on my list, is not on my list because he was really he didn't seem to care that I was leaving.
And you don't know that he's creepy, Matt, because I've met Dan, and he's not a serial killer when I'm around him, but I just know that he is. Never mind. That would fell flat.
Well, I was reading Janie said, oh, at least we won Super Bowl rings. Yeah, how long ago? I think I still had hair.
Hey,
when you guys won a Super Bowl.
That's true. Yeah.
At least she still has a team.
Well, no, she doesn't. It's moving.
It's going to be the loss. That's never going to roll off the tongue. Las Vegas Raiders.
In fact, the Raiders had to beg Oakland to play in Oakland this season.
Yeah. Aren't they going to be playing in San Diego next season?
No, the commissioner wouldn't allow it, dickhead. Anyway, fuck Roger Goodell.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just kidding. I'll root for the Raiders every time they play the Chargers.
You can't choose the Raiders.
No,
I think this is next week's
version. I think it is too. I think it's a good one.
Yeah. So,
well, all right. Whatever. I'm rooting for the homemade chocolate chip cookie team. So.
It's true fact that Matt stole cookies from the Girl Scouts.
I did not steal.
Well, that's why you
want to make up shit now.
Are you holding the Thin Mints hostage?
I will eventually eat the Thin Mints. God, can we quit the show?
I'm just trying to find a reason for people to not have you be their favorite. That's all.
Remember, if Matt's your favorite, he hates Thin Mint chocolate chip. He hates the Girl Scouts.
I will. Okay, no, here's what I like to do with the Thin Mints. Okay.
You hit the Girl Scouts of America, Chuck? The Girl Scouts of America?
I like to crush up the Thin Mints and either put them on ice cream or yogurt. So I crush the Thin Mint.
Well, why?
Anyway. I just do. I just like it that way. I don't tell you how to eat your Chips Ahoy, Mister.
Oh, Chips Ahoy won because you.
Well, I'm just saying that I picked fourth and they won, so that's what you're gonna say.
Yeah, well, at least it wasn't ET.
Well, I didn't pick ET.
All right, great show, guys. That was one in Alea.
Just one?
Just one. Just one in Alea. So.
Like thanks, Sherry. I like Sherry, who's the only one in the chat. Thanks for listening to us.
Hey, see you next Thursday. It still works.
It does.
Yeah.
It
works.
Yeah.
Yes.
You came in that thing. You're braver than I thought.
All right, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks to everyone who joined us in the chat.